Well, we're moving on up.
You look, I know I said I'd pick it up myself, but something's come up and I can't, so you're just gonna have to deliver. Hey, look, man, I don't care how busy you are, I need that tuxedo and I need it by 5 o'clock today. I already told you I can't make it downtown because I gotta stay home and take care of my sick mother. Yeah, she got a temperature of 103.
Lionel,
hey man, you hear that? You just made me wake up my sick mother.
Who are you talking to?
I'll be with you in just a sec, Mom. Look, man, now you better deliver today. Otherwise, I'm going to stop payment on the check, you dig? So unless you can find another dude who's shaped exactly like me, you're going to be stuck with a tuxedo. Oh, you will deliver today? Well, I certainly appreciate your cooperation. Yeah, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Lionel, I thought you didn't need that tuxedo until Saturday night.
Oh, that's right.
Well, why did you tell the store you needed it today?
Oh, it's just business, Mom. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to make them jump. I mean, if you don't holler, they won't know you're there.
You sound just like your father.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
I didn't mean it as a compliment.
What did I do wrong?
You were very rude to that man. Did you have to yell at him like that?
Well, you know what they say. It's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease.
Just make sure you don't get run over by your own greasy wheel.
Hi, Wee.
Oh, George, I'm glad you're home. I've got to talk to you.
Fine. If there's something bothering you, that's what husbands are for. I mean, you know, if you want someone to talk to, you always got me. So whatever it is, just name it, and I'm ready to listen.
Well, I...
But not now. I had a rough morning.
It's about Lionel.
How's the coffee?
It's hot.
You sure?
Stop. Next time you'll believe me.
What about Lionel?
He was on the phone just now shouting at the tailor to deliver his tuxedo 2 days before he needed it.
What's wrong with that?
He conned the man into promising he'd deliver it by 5 o'clock tonight.
Right on.
He said he couldn't pick it up himself because he had to take care of his sick mother.
Oh, I'm sorry, Weezy. You ain't feeling good?
George, this is serious. Your son was pushy, loud, and rude.
Is the guy going to deliver the tuxedo?
Yes,
well, but... that's my boy.
That's not my boy.
Look, Weezy, you got to be that way to get by in that jungle out there. So stop arguing and get my lunch.
It's your jungle, George. Get your own coconut.
Hey, look, I'm sorry, Weezy. Look, if you're that upset and if that much of a problem, let's talk about it.
Well, hallelujah. I finally got through to you. I thought I'd have to take a number and wait in line.
Look, I don't mean to come on so strong, Weezy, but you got to know that's my way. You got to remember, I had to claw and scratch my way up the ladder.
There he goes again.
Half of the time, I ain't even had no ladder.
I know. But it's different with Lionel. He's had advantages that you've never had.
Yeah, like an elevator.
George, what I'm saying is, there's no need for Lionel to behave the way you did. He's doing okay without that.
But see, okay is not good enough for a Jefferson. Okay is only okay for tall, blind kids with blue eyes.
That's terrible.
It sure is.
I meant what you said.
Look, Weezy, let's face it. Lionel is going to have to fight for everything he gets, just like I did. It's part of our black heritage. It's called chutzpah.
Chutzpah? That's a Jewish word.
So was ghetto till we got hold of. Hey, Lionel, how you doing?
All right.
Hold it, Lionel. George, don't you have something to say to him?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Lionel, I got something for you.
Hey, Papa Chronometer. Hey, that's him.
Not a chronometer, the chronometer. The one we saw in the window walking down Fifth Avenue. Tells you the time, tells you the day, tells you the date, and tells the whole world you got class. Ah!
George, that's beautiful. But what for? It's not his birthday or anything.
I don't have to wait for his birthday to show him that I love him.
Hey, thanks, Pop.
Hey.
It was a lovely thing to do. How much did it cost?
Look, it's a gift. You don't talk about the price.
Well, it must be at least $100.
$350.
$350 for a watch? Nigga, please.
Look, the boy's got to know the time, don't he? Hey, this is going to look great Saturday night when I wear my new tux.
Where you going?
To this political dinner. It's a fundraiser. $50 a plate?
It ain't worth no $50. You don't even get to keep the plate.
$50. That's $100 I'm taking Jenny.
Then he ought to be paying you $100.
Hey, well, it's only money, Pop. Besides, I'm just doing what you do. Spend, spend, spend.
Yeah, but see, that's only half of what I do. The other part is work, work, work.
Hey, well, I was just kidding. See, really, Jenny's taking me to dinner.
Oh.
Yeah, see, she's a volunteer worker for one of the candidates in the primary. Mm-hmm. So, like, they just gave her a couple of free tickets.
Mm. Free? Oh, that's more like it. Now the only thing that hurts you is the food.
Oh, hi. Oh, hi. Hi, Mrs. Jefferson.
Come in.
Hello, George.
Goodbye, Helen.
Wait a minute. What about your lunch?
I suddenly lost my appetite.
George.
Look, let's face it, Weezy. She came to see you, not me. I'd only be in the way, right, Helen?
Wrong as usual, George. I came to see you.
Well, whatever it is, the answer's no.
How can you say that before you hear what she has to say?
Easy. I just start talking before she does.
If you'll give me a chance, George, I'd like to talk to you about something that will do us both a lot of good.
Oh, you're going to divorce Whitey?
It's all right, Lionel. I'm going to let that pass, George.
You are? You ain't no fun at all today.
There's always tomorrow. But meanwhile, you know about the congressional primary that's coming up, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I'm working for one of the candidates, and I'd like to put some of his posters in your store window.
Okay.
What?
I said, you heard me. Okay, you can put him in the window.
I can't believe my ears.
I can't believe his mouth.
You heard me right. You can put your posters in my window, and it only cost you $50 a week.
That's ridiculous. This is an independent campaign supported by voluntary contributions. I give my time, the printer gives the posters.
And I'll give my advice. Find yourself another window.
Jenny, let's go in the kitchen and get a coat.
But Lionel, they're fighting.
That's okay, we can get in the kitchen.
Come on. No use asking you anything. Sometimes I think I ought to have my head examined.
That was going to be my other piece of advice.
You know, I changed my mind. I don't want no coke.
Oh, well, how about some orange juice?
No, I had that for breakfast.
You want some milk?
No, thanks.
Well, then what do you want?
Thought you'd never ask.
Lionel Jefferson, you tricked me.
Mm-hmm. Give me.
If you lay a hand on me and I'm going to scream, help. Lionel. Can we talk seriously for a minute?
Sure. Seriously, let's do that some more.
Oh, well, stop messing around.
Yeah, when I'm about 90, maybe 100.
Lionel, I want to talk to you about the campaigns. I think it's really important to get involved.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, Lionel, don't you realize how much this means to me? Getting involved in politics is important.
Mm-hmm.
Am I boring you?
Oh, no. I like hearing about politicians. If you want me to, I can go see a couple of them on visiting day.
Okay. Okay. If you're not interested, forget it.
All right, I'm sorry, Jenny. Hey, you're really into this, huh?
I'd like to be even more into it. Right now, all I'm doing is going for coffee and stuffing envelopes.
Well, that's important, too.
Yeah, but I sure wish I could get on the steering committee. That's where the action is.
So get on it.
No chance. I don't have enough experience yet. But one of these days...
Hey, you want to get on that committee real bad, don't you?
Yeah, so bad I can taste it.
Okay. Okay, you talked me into it. It's time I got involved, too.
Are you serious?
Of course I am.
Oh, Lionel.
Help! Help!
It's no use, Helen. You're not getting anywhere with him. You might as well give up.
I would have given up long ago, but this is too important. I am going to make an impression on you if it kills me.
In that case, impress me.
I don't understand you, George. Don't you want to support the one man who's trying to do something to improve low-income housing?
That didn't impress me.
A man who's genuinely interested in helping the black community.
Now you're getting warm.
A little interest at last. The way you were going on, I didn't think you even knew that Pomeroy was running against Graves in the primary.
Wait a minute. Is Graves the black dude?
Yes, but...
Why don't you say something sooner?
Because your mouth got in the way.
Sure, I'd be glad to put the posters in my window.
George, I don't think you understand.
Well, look, just give me the poster. Hey, this is... You got stuck with the wrong poster. This is Pomeroy, the white dude.
Not just the white dude, the right dude.
Not for my window, you ain't the right dude. You may be crazy, but I ain't.
Hi, Tom. Come in.
Hi, Louise. I just wanted to speak to George about putting some posters in his store window.
It's no use, Tom.
Oh, Helen, I didn't know you were here.
Yes, I beat you to it, but it's hopeless. Let's go. It's a waste of time talking to George.
For once, I agree with you.
Now, wait a minute. I think I can make you change your mind about my posters, George.
No one can make him change his mind.
That's because no one has been able to find it.
Well, they say that one picture is worth 10,000 words.
Hey, that's Graves, the black dude. Look at that, Wheezy. He not only marries him, he even votes for him.
Tom, you've got the wrong poster.
No, I haven't.
But you're for Pomeroy.
No, Helen, you just assumed I was for Pomeroy. I'm for Graves.
How can you be for Graves? He's a political hack. A greedy, callous, self-seeking...
Hey, don't be running down my man.
Is Graves your candidate?
Our candidate. Come on, neighbor, let's put our candidate in my window.
Dinner will be ready in a few minutes.
I hope you're not making any for me.
Of course not, Tom. I always eat a whole roast by myself.
Good, because I can't eat a thing. You see, I have to take something to settle my stomach.
Are you still upset?
Oh, don't be silly, Helen. Why should I be upset? Just because you called me a lousy, backstabbing, turncoat, soft-headed liberal?
I had more, but I ran out of breath. I thought we were both for Pomeroy. Then out of the blue, you do a flip-flop, and suddenly you're for Graves.
Please, Helen, I don't want to fight about this anymore.
Oh, sure. You'd rather switch than fight.
I can't tell you. I didn't switch. I've been for Graves all along. It just makes common sense. Even George Jefferson agrees with me.
That makes it common, but it sure as hell takes all the sense out of it.
All right, Helen, you have to admit one thing. Graves has the experience.
Only at getting reelected. Just tell me one good thing he's done since he's been in politics.
Well, he's black.
His parents did that.
But Helen, listen.
Tom, would you vote against somebody just because he's black?
Of course not.
Well, it's just as bad to vote for somebody just because he's black, or white, or Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican isn't a color.
You know what I mean.
Yes, but you're missing my point. There are millions of black kids in this country who need someone to look up to. They need role models.
They need good models, not a lemon like Graves.
Well, sometimes you have to take one step backwards for every two steps forward.
Yes, but Graves always steps backwards.
Well, not always.
You're right. When he comes to an issue, he sidesteps it.
For heaven's sakes, Helen, do you know what it's like to be black and be rejected? Somehow that didn't come out.
I think you'd better eat something, Tom. You're getting lightheaded.
No, I'm not. All I'm saying is that the more blacks we have in government, the better off we are. I mean, you are. I mean, we are. Don't I?
Tom, the country's in trouble. We've got inflation, unemployment. This is no time for tokenism.
And I say blacks need more representation.
Is that why you married me, for representation?
Don't be ridiculous, Helen. I didn't marry you because you're black.
But you would have voted for me just because I'm black.
Only an idiot would do that.
Thank you for your vote.
You're welcome. Oh, that'll teach her.
Coming to bed, George?
In a minute.
What are you doing?
Just looking through Lionel's magazine. Ain't she tall?
I'm surprised at you looking at that stuff.
Just getting the bare facts, Weezy.
I wouldn't pose like that for $1 million.
They'd never pay you $1 million.
I'll remember that when you come to bed.
Hey, Pa.
Hey, Doc.
See anything good? No, just looking for the crossword puzzle.
He doesn't have one.
Oh, well.
I bet you didn't have anything like that when you were a kid.
Of course we did. We just didn't put them in magazines.
Well, I guess I'll go to bed.
Pop, you got a sec? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
See, I got this friend who's got a problem, and this friend doesn't know what to do about it.
He's only got two choices, get rid of her or marry her.
No, see, it ain't that kind of problem. See, what it is, Pop, this friend of mine would like to get on a political committee, but doesn't have any experience.
Then he's wasting his time trying to get on a committee. If he ain't got no experience, he ought to run for president.
I know, but seriously, Pop, now suppose you wanted to get on that committee, but the committee wasn't ready for you. What would you do?
Well, I'd just do what comes natural.
No, my friend ain't no good at yelling and screaming.
I ain't talking about yelling. I'm talking about sweet talk. I'd find out who the main man in charge of the committee was and butter him up.
Uh-huh. But what if he don't want to be buttered up?
Well, if he won't take the butter, lay some bread on it.
That's bribery.
No, it ain't. Look, in politics, you don't call it bribery. It's making a contribution.
But what if that don't work either?
Lionel, you got to have faith in the system. It always works. There's an old saying, if you got the dough, they don't say no.
Who said that?
George Jefferson.
Would you believe? 2 whole days, Tom and I haven't spoken to each other.
He must have made you real mad.
It wasn't my idea. Tom started it.
Well, how can you stand all that quiet?
Oh, it isn't quiet. He talks to me through Jenny. Jenny, will you tell your mother this? And I, like an idiot, play along with it. Jenny, will you tell your father that?
Weezy, wait to put my aftershave lotion.
I drank it.
Look, I always keep it on the bottom shelf in the medicine chest and it ain't there.
Then try looking on the top shelf.
Go on.
The craziest thing of all is how friendly George and Tom have become since they're both back in Graves. It's like Custer and Sitting Bull becoming blood brothers.
Well, you know what they say. Politics makes strange bedfellows.
Not in our case. Tom sleeping in the guest room.
You were wrong again, Weezy. It was in the middle shelf.
that on my way out.
Thanks, Helen.
Thank you for the coffee.
Anytime.
Louise, would you tell my wife I have something to say to her?
Helen, Tom says...
And will you tell my husband that he's forgotten his manners? He didn't even say hello.
Hello, Louise. You can tell Helen I said hello, too.
Tom says...
Tell him that's better.
Tom, why don't you sit down and I'll get you a cup of coffee.
I wish there were someone here who could tell my wife I've been thinking.
I wish there was someone here who could ask my husband with what.
There you go, Tom.
Louise, would you tell my wife I've changed my mind?
Oh, would you rather have tea?
No, I mean, I'm going to vote for Pomeroy, not Graves.
Oh, Tom, that's wonderful.
And Louise, tell my wife
tell me, Tom. I'll see that she gets the message.
Listen, Helen, I just came back from one of Graves' political rallies. I had a long talk with him afterwards. He looked me over, and then he told me all the things he thought a white man wanted to hear.
What did he tell you?
All the things I didn't want to hear. That guy plays both ends against the middle. You were right, darling. He's a bum.
Even though he's black?
I'm afraid so.
You just learned something, Tom. Phonies come in all colors.
Oh, hi, Jenny. Come in.
Thank you. Is Lionel here?
No. Not yet, but I expect him any minute.
Well, then I'll wait.
Well, can I get you something, Jenny?
No, thank you.
Something wrong, honey?
No, thank you.
Hey, Tom, old buddy. How about some fine brandy to go with that coffee?
Well, thanks, old buddy.
Coming up. How things, old buddy?
Well, they just took a turn for the better.
Oh, you mean our candidate's ahead?
Well, I wouldn't exactly call him our candidate anymore.
Don't tell me Graves ain't running no more.
No, I've decided to back Pomeroy instead. He's the better man.
I should have known. A whitey never changes his spots.
How dare you call my husband whitey?
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry I called you whitey, honky. Hi, everybody. Hi, babe.
Oh, don't you baby me, you.
What's wrong with you?
I just heard I got on the Pomeroy Steering Committee.
Jenny, that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Hold it. You haven't heard how I got on the committee. You briber, you.
Hey, what bribe? I just made a contribution. Where'd you get a stupid idea like that? Can you come?
Don't blame your father. You did it.
Hey, what are you getting so mad about? I got you on a committee. That's what you wanted, right?
Not that way. I wanted to work my way up, get there on my own ability, not through a $200 payoff.
$200?
You must have a real low opinion of me.
Dr. Frankenstein, I'd like you to meet your monster. Where did you get the money anyway, Lionel?
Oh, well, what's the difference? I got it. You sold a watch I gave you, didn't you?
No, look, Pop, I would never sell that watch.
Then where'd you get the money?
I pawned it.
What?
Lionel, you love that watch.
Well, not as much as I love you.
Oh, Lionel.
That was a dumb thing to do.
Your Pop's right.
First time today.
I know you meant well, but, you know, I can accept the job on the committee now, don't you?
Yeah, it's beginning to sink in. I guess I was trying too much to be like Pop.
Well, that ain't bad.
Yeah, it is, see, because I'm not you. I mean, your way works for you because that's the way you're built. I mean, that's your nature. But it's not mine. So I got to get on a different trip because I'm a different guy.
Now you sound more like my guy.
I hope all this has taught you a lesson too, George.
It sure has.
Good.
The next time I buy Lionel a watch, it'll be a Timex.
Don't feel too bad, Lionel. You're not the only one around here who goofed.
Yes, I guess we both learned something. You pushed too hard, and I bent over blackwards. Get it? Blackwards. Just a minority opinion.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.